Now, make no mistake about it, studying the origin, evolution, and distribution of life in the universe is no easy task, but this is exactly what astrobiologists do. Astrobiology brings together astronomers, chemists, geologists, and biologists to work on the same problems from their own fields. One issue that astrobiologists are currently researching are the necessary conditions for life to appear on Earth. It's a long and complicated theory, to be sure, but it can also be fascinating to bring together information from astronomy, biology, history, and geology, and use this data to make a fairly accurate prediction of how life on Earth came to be billions of years ago. Pretty cool, right? Alright, well, let's think like astrobiologists and take a look out into the solar system to find out just how life started here on Earth. I mean, if you think about just how big the universe is, it's quite astounding that we're here right now, in human form, having the ability to talk about how we got to be here in the first place. Sorry, I guess you can tell I get pretty excited about this topic. Taking a look out into the universe, astronomers have detected the chemical building blocks in a wide range of environments outside of our own planet. Meteorites have been found to contain two kinds of substances whose chemical structures mark them as having an extraterrestrial origin: amino acids and sugars. Amino acids are organic compounds that are molecular building blocks of proteins. Proteins are key biological molecules that provide the structure and function of the body's tissues and organs and essentially carry out the work of the cells in your body. When we examine the gas and dust around the universe, we also find a number of organic molecules, compounds that on Earth are associated with the chemistry of life. While these materials that help create life may be common in the universe, it still doesn't explain how a living cell could come into creation. Even the simplest molecules are incredibly complex. Furthermore, even the most basic life requires two special capabilities: a way of extracting energy from its environment, and means of storing and repeating information in order to make copies of itself. We are still a long way from knowing how the two came together in the first life forms. To be honest, we have no solid evidence to explain the scientific causes that led to the origin of life on our planet, except for whatever early history may be retained in present life forms like me and you. We do not understand in any detail the sequence of events that led from molecules to biology, but there is fossil evidence of tiny organisms in 3.5 billion-year-old rocks, which is really such a huge amount of time that it's hard for us to really comprehend just how long that is. Perhaps the most important innovation in the history of biology, apart from the origin of life itself, is the process of photosynthesis, the complex sequence of chemical reactions through which some living things can use the energy from the sun to transform carbon dioxide into oxygen, among other things. Previously, life had to survive through sources of chemical energy available on Earth or delivered from space. As plants went through the process of photosynthesis, they produced higher quantities of oxygen. The first traces of large amounts of oxygen on Earth, enough to support species, has been estimated at about 2 billion years ago, which means that these oxygen-producing life forms existed before then. The interaction of sunlight with oxygen can produce ozone, which collects in the Earth's atmosphere. As it does on Earth today, this ozone provided protection from the sun's damaging radiation, which provides a much better climate for life to grow. So, just to sum it up, first, the Earth had to get some chemicals from space, like amino acids and sugars, and then, somehow, these turned into the most basic life forms possible, which later developed into species that could go through the process of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis increased the level of oxygen in Earth's atmosphere, and this allowed life to take over the land of our planet instead of remaining only in the ocean.